Dr. Pinsky with a mail I am in, Joseph Giordano, G-I-O-R-D-A-N-O. Joseph Giordano is a 63-year-old male who describes he was injured at work beginning 2010. Pretty attributes this to kneeling on river rocks. Pretty was seen at Cape Regional Hospital afterwards, period. He had further treatment, including bilateral knee replacements. The right knee was done on 1/4/22. Period. Then he got an infection in his groin and received intravenous antibiotics. Period. He indicates he is not getting his left total knee replaced, nor getting arthroscopy. Period. He admits that in 1999, while working at the City of Sea Isle, he tore his meniscus and had surgery. Period. He comments that he is now seeking permanent disability due to wear and tear on his knees. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Giordano alleges from 1/1/19 through the present, doing constant heavy labor and use of lead caused permanent injuries to both knees and legs. Period. Medical records show he was seen at the emergency room on 3/1/20. Period. He complained of sudden onset of knee pain that had been increasing since the previous day. Period. The context slash precipitating factors are unknown. Period. End quote. There were no modifying factors. Period. He added he had pain and swelling of the left knee after a lot of squatting the previous day. Period. There was no specific trauma, and he was able to walk, but with pain. Period. He had x-rays of the left knee that showed no evidence of acute osseous abnormality. Period. He was found to have a joint effusion for which arthrocentesis was performed. Period. He was given post-injection instruction care and was released on medication. Period. This included Percocet. Period. Paragraph on 3/16/20, Mr. Giordano was seen by Dr. Zabinski. Period. He complained of an acute spraining injury to the left knee superimposed upon chronic complaints. Period. He had a history of previous right knee arthroscopy for a meniscal tearing. Period. He has had some low-grade intermittent crepitus and popping in regard to both knees. Period. But in this setting, he twisted the left knee and developed acute pain, significant swelling, and difficulty bearing weight. Period. This was a marked change in regard to his knee in comparison to baseline. Period. He also had a history of bilateral shoulder arthroscopy. Period. Dr. Zabinski diagnosed. Scratch that. Dr. Zabinski had him undergo x-rays of the left hip and pelvis, demonstrating some mild scattered degenerative change, but nothing high grade. Pretty diagnosed left knee acute spraining injury, superimposed upon chronic low grade complaints, exam suggesting meniscal tearing, superimposed, some mild degenerative change, mild left hip osteoarthritis, complicating moderate obesity. Pretty corticosteroid injection was given to the knee, and he was referred for an MRI. period. The paragraph on 10/25/21, Mr. Giordano was seen by Dr. McHale, MC, capital H-A-L-E, with knee pain bilaterally, period. This began years ago with no acute traumatic event, period. He had previously undergone the right knee partial meniscectomy by Dr. Facciolo, F-A-C-C-I-O-L-O, in 2010, period. Dr. McHale. Had him get updated left knee x-rays that showed no evidence of acute osseous abnormality, but there was mild osteoarthritic changes, period. He also had x-rays of the right knee that showed far advanced arthritis within the medial compartment. Period. There were numerous ossific loose bodies, period. His overall impression on this visit was bilateral knee degenerative joint disease on the right greater than left. Period. They discussed treatment options, both conservative and surgical, period. On 10/27/21, Dr. Michael informed him, scratch that, Dr. Michael scheduled him for right knee replacement in early January of 2022. Paired the left knee was going to be treated conservatively, period. At a follow-up visit on 2/17/22, Dr. Michael wrote, he was 6 weeks status post-right total knee arthroplasty on 1/4/22, period. His knee had mild swelling, but the surgical scar was looking healthy. Period. Range of motion was 0 degrees to about 105 degrees. Period. He was to return in 4 weeks with updated x-rays. Period. He did return on 8/17/22. And was examined, including he had an infection of his total left knee replacement, parentheses, probably an error, semicolon, period. I'm sorry, close parentheses, period. He developed septic arthritis of the left knee following total knee replacement done on 1/4/22. Pretty did very well for 7 months, but then on or about 8/6/22, he developed pain and swelling after he injured his knee while helping his daughter with some work as she was cleaning house. But a week prior to that, he sustained abrasions on his left calf, which he did not treat with antibiotic ointment. But he went to the emergency room on 8/9/22 and underwent knee aspiration that revealed infection with methicillin-sensitive staph aureus. Pretty then was seen in the office on 8/11/22 and admitted for intravenous antibiotics. Period. On 8/13/22, Dr. Michael took him to the operating room and did arthrotomy, debridement, irrigation, and exchange of the tibial polyethylene insert. Period. His impression was that petitioner had been on IV and oral antibiotics under the direction of the infectious disease specialist. Period. He was discharged home and was having IV antibiotics administered by his daughter, who is a nurse. Period. He was going to have a central line implanted. Period. A fresh dressing was applied. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lumbar inspection revealed a healed 8-inch long anterior longitudinal scar about the right knee. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Right knee motion was from 0 to 90 degrees of flexion without crepitus or tenderness. Impaired motion of the left knee as well as both hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Compare the rest of that is normal. Knees normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral normal. Impressions. Joseph Giordano alleges occupational exposures from 1/1/19 through the present caused permanent injuries to both knees. Compared his treatment notes document the absence of traumatic events leading to his knee symptoms. Period. Early on, I had x-rays of both knees that showed arthritis much more advanced on the right than the left. Period. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. Zabinski. Period. He then came into the orthopedic care of Dr. McHale. Period. He performed right total knee replacement surgery. But unfortunately, this was complicated by a postoperative infection necessitating intravenous antibiotics. But they did not proceed to left total knee replacement. Period. The petitioner previously had a torn meniscus in the right knee treated surgically in 1999 or so. Period. He volunteered that he is now retired. Period. This occurred before the date of injury slash claim. Period. New paragraph, there is 15% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right leg. Period. There is 2.5% or 0% permanent partial disability referable to the left leg. Period. The latter does have some mild, possibly mild arthritis, but this was treated without surgical intervention. Period. Exam of the left knee currently was benign. Period. And that is the end.